All right, we're live here at the 2016 Adult Entertainment Expo here at the Evil Angel booth with the lovely Miss Dana Vespoli. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
How's your week in Vegas been?
Well, I arrived on a Thursday evening, so yesterday was my first real day. So far, so good.
Having a good time here, signing autographs, taking photos of the fans?
Yeah, this is, I stopped by yesterday just very briefly, and then I'm saying hi and signing stuff for people today.
You going to the award show tonight?
Yes, that's the plan.
You got your dress ready?
I'm not wearing a dress.
No.
I never do. But yes, I have my outfit planned, so I'm good.
Yeah, because a lot of girls are still scrambling to get theirs done.
Right. Yeah, so.
What awards are you nominated for?
I'm nominated for 12. I can't remember what they are. I think one is a body of work, directing award. Thing of Beauty, an Evil Angel feature that I shot. Screenplay for a sweet center movie that I co-wrote with James Avalon, and then just a lot of it's all directing awards.
Yeah. I'm gonna say, how long have you been in the business for now?
Jesus Christ, I was just inducted into the Hall of Fame this year, so it's been 13 years.
Really, that long already?
Isn't that crazy? It doesn't feel like that long.
So, like I said, you fans primarily know you as a performer, but nowadays you mostly direct more than you perform.
Yeah, I would say that I perform about as much as I direct. I'm almost always just in my own stuff.
Yeah.
I'll work for some people that I really like a lot. But I'm still performing quite a bit.
Which is always a good thing.
Right. Probably more now than ever.
Yeah. Well, in addition to Evil Angel, you also direct a lot of girl work for, was it Sweetheart, and you work for Sweet Center too?
I don't direct Sweet Center stuff. I've written some scripts with James Avalon. He's on my crew also for Sweetheart. And I'll sometimes go. I wrote a script for Blacked for Greg Lansky. I'll kind of like move around here and there just to do writing or performing.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool. So one of the big movies, your new series you got going, I realize, is the Fluid line.
I love Fluid. I only ever do really maybe one or two a year. Mm-hmm. Because it's a little more it's a little more challenging to do, but that's probably my most favorite series.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, unique, original, and different than a lot of what's out there.
Yeah, I love it. I love water. I like experimenting with these different kinds of themes within that water fetish. You know, some of the BDSM, some more sensual, squirting, all that kind of stuff.
Not only did you direct, but you also performed with Caden Cross in it as well, right?
I did. I did a scene with Caden in Fluid too.
Well, Freemi, I got to ask you, but what is it like performing with your ex-husband's new wife? That's not awkward for you?
It's not awkward. I really like her a lot.
Yeah.
I guess if things had ended really badly for Manuel and I'd be one thing.
Yeah.
But, we get along better now than we ever have. And I, as it turns out, Caden and I became good friends.
Yeah, I saw that ABC special with you guys living next door to each other and, you know, one big happy family.
Yeah. Caden, we have a lot to talk about, you know.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
Very cool, very cool. So what you got coming up for 2016? What you working on right now?
I'm working on an episodic feature for Sweetheart. I'm getting ready to do some more girl-girl anal. It's always fun for Evil Angel. And I'd like to shoot another Fluid movie this year. I just have to kind of get inspired and find some stuff. I usually also find a girl to focus on, you know, like, 1 year it was Caden, 1 year it was Stoya,
yeah.
Before that was Allie Hayes.
Yeah.
So find somebody that kind of will sort of drive the inspiration behind it.
Have you worked with Annika Albright yet?
I've worked with Annika a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love Annika.
I was going to say, I figured you two would be a great fit together.
I tease her all the time. I'm so creepy. I'm always putting myself with her in stuff, like whenever I can.
Yeah. Now, like I say, you've been in the business for a while now. Are there any goals or anything left you'd like to accomplish in your career?
I'd like to do more features. I really enjoy doing them. I just love to do more features. Love to do more TS movies. I started shooting gay. I shot a gay movie for Icon Mail, which I'd like to shoot more. I'd love to blend, but I know that's a tough selling point.
Yeah, I noticed the TS genre is really blowing up here the last few years.
It has. It is very popular.
Yeah. All right, all right. You don't feature dance anymore, do you?
I do. I feature danced last year. I feature danced at Sapphire New York. I danced in Sacramento. I want to say in July, August, yeah, and stuff. So there might be some more feature dancing coming up.
Hopefully, someone will bring you to the Southeast so I can see you, because I'd love to see you feature dance.
Yeah, I've gotten a little better. I was really rusty, and I went to New York, and I felt like a jackass. But I've gotten more confident. Yeah. So.
Well, like I tell a lot of girls, you don't have to be an expert. Feature dancing isn't about the stage show. It's about you traveling the country, meeting your fans who can't make these conventions. They don't care about. They're there to meet you, to take a photo, get an autograph. The show is secondary. That's just a bonus.
Right, right. That's true.
Yeah, okay. Don't stress out. I see a lot of girls stressed out, and you shouldn't. Because as long as you show up, they're happy to see you.
That's true.
All right, let me think here. Last question is, how do you define good sex? What does good sex mean to you?
Good sex is... Man, how do you define chemistry? A lot of it's chemistry and connection. Good sex is connection. Yeah, connection.
You gotta have that natural chemistry with the other person.
You have to be connected to that person. There's a lot of porn out there where people are, they might as well be on opposite sides of the room as far as like no eye contact, no passionate kissing, no communicating. The best scenes that I see are ones in which the people are very tapped into each other.
Yeah.
So I think connection is where it's at.
Yeah, that's what a lot of performers say, is that they usually are able to find something about their scene partner that they're attracted to.
Exactly.
All right, well, line's getting long here, so we'll wrap this up. We thank you very much for taking the time. Like I said, been a fan for a long time, so where can your fans contact you at?
Twitter, at Dana Vespoli. Instagram, real Dana Vespoli. And I'm Dana Vespoli 1 on Tumblr. And getting ready to launch like a performer site soon. But in the meantime, that's the best. Yeah.
Well, like I said, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.